All right, as far as the injuries go, Kelsey has a knee sprain, and it looks we'll check it tomorrow. We'll have an MRI in the morning. I can't tell you that one looks real good, though, but he does have a knee sprain. Macklin has a hip pointer, just kind of re-hurt the same area there. And then King Dunlap has a hamstring strain. You know, this was a good win, obviously. Like I said, any win you can get in the National Football League is a good win. We're coming out of this one with some things we can work on, but again, against a very good football team. Crowd was unbelievable. They were definitely the 12th man out there, and I thought our defense again played very stout and aggressive and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback and the run game, and third down defense in particular, I thought did a nice job. The Michael, along with the whole offense, just continued to battle. Everything wasn't pretty. Plenty of things, like I said, that we'll be able to go back and work on. But this is a good football team that John's got, and this is a good win for us. We also know that we're playing a good football team coming up in Arizona. So the team knows that. They're coming off a big win at New England, and we realize that. So we know we have a lot of work ahead of us this next week. Time's yours.
Coach, were you concerned about all the fights on the field today?
Well, listen, it was a physical game, so very physical game, and both teams are getting after each other, and you're going to have a few of those. You don't necessarily like those, in particular when there are penalties involved. So, but you're going to have games like this where it's two heavyweights going after each other, and there's going to be a little pushing and shoving, and you got to try to monitor it the best you can. Yeah.
Say about this team that you've been able to have two wins despite having nine turnovers in two.
Well, like I said, I'd like to see what it looks like when you don't have the turnovers, right? So we can be a very explosive team. We've got to take care of those. But it is what it is, right? That's what it was today, and it's important that we overcame it today, and we were able to do that.
On that final drive, you're missing Macklin and two offensive linemen. How do you think the linemen that came in handled everything, especially?
Well, one of them touched the ball every snap. So you got to give them credit. That's not an easy thing to do, and they battled through it, and from what I could see, they did a pretty good job. And the receivers that stepped in, you know, Avant, we know, and Demarius did a nice job coming in and doing what he does. So, yeah.
Michael, upset first interception, and how do you think you responded to that?
Yeah, listen, I'll come right back to you. I just told him, just keep playing. Right, you just keep playing. He'll work through this. He's got enough history there to know what a great player he is. So that part hasn't changed. He's got to get through all this, and it'll be fine. So he keep battling, which he does, and that's what he did. Go ahead.
With the review overturned.
A little bit louder. Just a little bit louder.
The review they overturned it and called it an incomplete pass. But were you concerned that Mike got in that situation and tried to throw that ball at that situation in the game, instead of just either taking the sack or doing something a little safer?
Well, he was trying to throw it away. Just there wasn't quite enough room to get that thing out of there. But he was trying to do the right thing. You saw they overloaded that side, so he had to stop. It was a sprint out to that side, and he had to pull up. So he had pressure right in his face, and he was trying to get it where he could get it off and get it out of bounds. But you know, things like that happen. I mean, that's, you got to overcome those things. So,
to say that you can make the amount of physical and mental mistakes in the first two games that you have and still be 2-0, what does that say about your team?
Well, the mental mistakes, the turnovers are the things that get you, and we've been lucky where we've accumulated some on the other side. So, on the defensive side, but listen, you can't do that. I mean, that's not, we all know that, right? Turnovers, penalties, field position, all those things are crucial to win football games. So we've got to eliminate that and get better.
It looked like there were two minute warnings on the field there, and it was kind of hectic, and the ref spotted the ball, and so it was fourth down, it looked like third down. I mean, were you getting any explanations as to what was going on there?
Well, no, they explained it, yeah. They explained it. Well, they ran, it was under 5 minutes. So they ran the clock, which doesn't happen in that time. So they ran the 5 minutes off, human error, right? Human error. So they ran the clock, came back, and then as opposed to giving us a full 2 minute timeout that you get, they cut it to 30 seconds because they had already given it to us. So I got it. I mean, I got the explanation. The clock should have the clock should have not have run at, you know, you guys saw it, so I mean, you shouldn't have run at the 205 point. I don't know. I'll go back and look at the notes.
Andy, how important was Brent today with Deshaun and Jeremy banged up? Did your game plan change?
No, it really didn't change. I mean, the other guys worked out all week, so one of the advantages that we had in that case was, you know, if those two went down, the other two had taken plenty of reps during the week because of Jeremy and Deshaun not practicing.
Did you have a lot more balance in the first half? Was that the design, or did the Ravens show you something that made you tilt that way?
Well, no, I mean, listen, that's the way I've told you. I mean, as close as you can get to where you can keep the defense off balance, you want to attempt to do. You know, we were able to do a little hurry up stuff and get it going there, and we did a good. Marty did a nice job of mixing the run, the pass, and then you know I thought Juan did a nice job of you know keeping his defense.
Is that why you think this
it really wasn't, but it might have a little to do with it.
Looking at the defense, what stood out to you?
Listen, I thought they played fast. Obviously, you saw they had good coverage. They kind of shored up the run part of it. We had some – they were able to get onto the linebackers, and our linebackers, they worked that out. The coaches worked out with the linebackers and the D-line. They sturdied that up a little bit and were able to take care of the run and still pressure the quarterback at the same time. So there were some good adjustments made to the formations and the personnel groups they were giving us.
The whole offseason talking about turnovers, you had 8 or 6 quarters.
Well, I did that to make sure if we won the game, you guys would have something to write about. We got to get better at it, Les. Listen, I mean, I can't, there's nothing I can tell you. I don't like turnovers. I mean, I don't want the turnovers. The players don't want the turnovers. So we've got to get better at it. And you got to hang on to the football when you're given a chance to hang on to the football. You've got to, you know, make sure that you throw the ball to the right person, and so I this isn't something that we plan on having. Well, you can see his leadership out there. I mean, what more can you say about the guy? He's made big plays when we've needed big plays in the last couple games here. He's been right there to make them, and he brings a good energy. He's calming. Calming effect out there, but yet intense. So,
all the problems the officials had. How much does that disrupt the flow of a game? It took a long time to play that game. There were so many stoppages and long ones. How much does that disrupt the flow of a football game when that's happening?
I didn't hear the first part, but
with all the problems the officials were having, spots.
Listen, we don't worry about all that. Listen, I don't even care about all that. They're trying to do their job the best of their ability. They're put in the situation, and they're trying to do it the best they can. So, I mean, and they're getting better as the weeks go on. So we'll just, what can I say about it? You know, we got to play the game. You can't worry about that. You got to take care of business. Take care of what you can control.
How much more improved would you say that Michael Vick's decision making was today versus what we saw?
Yeah, listen, I don't know his numbers right off, but I thought he'd played a pretty good game, you know, get rid of a couple turnover things in there. But, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job. Sure had some big throws down the stretch there.
Yeah, Jason Kelce, you said you can't say it looks good. What more can you tell us about the injury?
We've got to get the MRI. Right now it's a sprain, but I know he's hurting, and I've just got to see. I mean, we've got to see what the MRI shows, but I'll let you know tomorrow.
Two more questions. In terms of the way Vic went through his progressions today, how would you evaluate, you know, him going through?
He was better than he was last week. And I thought he saw things. He made some great decisions, had some huge throws. And you know what? He's firing. He's still firing. There's no hesitation. And that's important. I mean, there's a confidence there that he has. Now, can you have the two turnovers? No, you can't, but you know, he saw things, I thought, better this week than he did last week, and I thought he played an overall better game. Go ahead.
Just 7 offensive linemen. You lost King and Kelce. If you had lost one more, who would have come in?
Well, actually, I went over and I talked to the defensive line about that. So I would have picked one of those guys. I would have started with the oldest and the heaviest one and moved from there. All right. Thanks.
Well, there you go, Trot. The humor is Andy.